This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply as we get ready to wrap up 2021. Let's do a little legislative year in check. State Representative David Brocksmith joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about, as you look back at the past year in the Oregon State Legislature, what thoughts do you have?
Well, it was a good morning to everyone out there as well. The past legislative session in the middle of a pandemic with no public access to the legislators was not a way to do business for Oregonians, for one. We unfortunately passed legislation that the supermajority passed legislation that will hurt Oregonians when it comes to their electric bills and other pieces of legislation that will hurt them as they just try to do their day-to-day business and take care of their families. And so I'm hopeful in the new year that we move past this pandemic and we move forward for Oregonians. Unfortunately, the governor has a different plan with her agency proposing permanent mask, inside mask rules and so forth. And so elections have consequences. And as we move into 2022, it is an election year. And I look forward to making sure that we make gains in the House, in the Senate, and the governorship, so that we can right this ship that is Oregon for all Oregonians.
Now, obviously, at the national level, a lot of folks are expecting Republican gains in the midterms. But with a state that leans as heavily Democratic as Oregon does overall, how hopeful are you at making some significant inroads and picking up some seats?
Very hopeful. Oregon is actually a very purple state. There is an advantage when it comes to Democrat registrations, but those advantages are isolated in those urban areas. Redistricting didn't go well for Republicans in the state. However, the overreach of the various mandates of the governor, as polling has showed a week ago, is the least favored governor in the nation. Biden and his unfavorable record, which I think, and don't quote me on this, Kyle, but I think is lower than Trump's President Trump's ever, and yet the media doesn't talk about it, the national media. I think that with a midterm, you have less Democrats that seek out the opportunity to vote. But more importantly, in Oregon and purple states, you have the non-affiliated voters that when it comes to the horrendous inflation that continues to get worse, they vote fiscally conservative. And that's the way they're going to turn out to the polls. You have also a situation where you have some great candidates on the Republican side for governor, but I'm fully supportive of former Republican House Leader Christine Drazen, who has an opportunity to have an ability to really go to work for Oregonians because we have a third-party candidate, if you will, a non-affiliated candidate who's a lifelong Democrat with Senator Betsy Johnson. And thinking that Speaker Kotek will be the Democrat nominee. There's a lot of folks that feel that she has overreached in her capacity and is overbearing. She's not trustworthy, as we all know, with her breaking a word on redistricting, that Senator Johnson will take some of those Democrat votes. And I'm hopeful that the Republican nominee will be Christine Drazen. And she understands the system, understands the building, is compassionate, trustworthy, and to her core has conservative values for Oregonians. So we have a chance to have a Republican governor for the first time in more than 20 years. And so we just need to get Republicans out to vote to make sure that it happens.
The list of those running for governor on both sides of the aisle is lengthy, however, which makes me wonder if there aren't going to be some wrinkles in this process, if it's going to take a while to see just who might end up heading towards the top of either side of the aisle.
Agreed. I mean, it's anyone's game at this point. Senator Johnson did resign, and she doesn't have to go through a primary the way that she, her process is going as a non-affiliated voter. She'll be on, as long as she collects the signatures, she'll be on the ballot in November. It's a money game. Christine Drazen and Tina Kotek, of course, won't be able to raise money during the February short session in those 35 days. Well, others will. I'm hopeful because having Christine Drazen has gone toe to toe with both Senator Johnson and Speaker Kotek, that we have a great opportunity. We just need to get the Republicans out to vote. And I just want to—I don't know how much time we have, Kyle, but I just want to shift gears with the overreach. If I will. I mean, so the Democrats of the state passed what's called 100% clean. And as you know, I was the co-vice chair of the Joint Committee on Carbon Reduction to help stop cap and trade. But with 100% clean, they're starting to penalize the natural gas and other carbon-related fuels. But here we are in a cold snap that is rocking the state, and they want to go 100% renewable energy by 2040. And so the idea is just preposterous and unachievable, especially as we look at the need for energy right now to heat our homes, our schools, our businesses, manufacturing, and so forth. That energy is not going to be coming from solar right now or wind right now. It's going to be coming from clean, burning natural gas. And so the ideologues, if you will, of this carbon-centric, 100% Oregon clean is going to hurt Oregonians. We're going to have rolling blackouts in the middle of these winter storms. And I'm very concerned that as the situation progresses, we're going to see more Oregonians hurt in the name of climate change moving forward. And I have serious doubts. So as we move forward, I think there's great opportunities for Oregonians. We just need to make sure that Republicans get behind their candidates so that we can be successful for them in moving forward, because frankly, any Republican is better than the best Democrat.
As we look towards that February session, 35 days, what do you think the priorities are going to be?
Well, I can tell you what the Speaker's priorities are going to be, and that is going to be ag overtime, which will devastate the agricultural businesses in this state, as well as the workers. The migrant workers, for the most part, do not want their hours limited with ag overtime, because the farmers that are employ them have a great relationship with them, and they're actually going to lose money and resources if it moves forward. And then this is the government trying to protect these folks that don't want to be protected. But in the name of what Washington did as a state, they want to see things move forward. I fear that campaign finance that does need to be reformed in Oregon is going to be at the top of the list. But as you've seen in media reports recently, the unions still want to be able to contribute as much as they want through that process, but without any others being able to do the same. And so that's going to be a big fight, because they want to handicap businesses from being able to support their candidates, but the unions can support the Democrats all they want. And frankly, that's been one of the reasons why the Democrats have not passed any campaign finance to date is because they don't want to be controlled by the unions. Can you imagine a Democrat candidate that might not support a union-centric piece of legislation could then be immediately primaried at the next election with unlimited union dollars moving forward. And so the unions would get to pick and choose whose candidates basically run the legislature. So those are, I think, the two top priorities of the Democrats. My priorities are all about fish. We're having serious issues with our Somali populations in down here in Southwest Oregon. Those recreational fishing, commercial fishing opportunities are huge economic drivers for our area. And so I'm going to be moving forward and building the coalition to do so. My incubation box bill, so that we can get some more runs and wild runs back into our streams and rivers, as well as the Somali credits program for Oregon that can be a blend for farmers, ranchers, and timber owners to help restore Somali habitat in their adjacent streams and rivers. That's a benefit for all Oregonians, as well as the farmers and ranchers.
All right, out of time for now. State Representative David Brock Smith, kind of a look back and a look forward. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:43 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.